Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day if you love courtroom drama, because there's plenty of it. A young man, 18 years old, on trial for murder, for double murder. And he, of course, has a defense of self-defense. And in fact, Andrew McCarthy, a friend of the show, former federal prosecutor, contributing editor to National Review, he writes that it's the right of self-defense itself that is on trial in the case of Kyle Rittenhouse. The nation, I think, as far as you can gather these things as they're happening, has been riveted by his testimony. I mean, in most murder cases, they do not put a suspect, they do not put the defendant on the stand. He's not compelled to give evidence against himself. That's what the Fifth Amendment is about. Because he is on trial for murder, but the defense, I think very wisely, put him on the stand, and what we'll be hearing is some of that testimony, which was extraordinarily dramatic and has been preoccupying the country all morning. If you have been watching it and you have some commentary you want to add to this, particularly if you have some legal background and you can help with what is going on, there are a number of observers who have been amazed, and the parts of the trial that I've been able to watch, it is astonishing. I do not have any idea where these prosecutors came from in Kenosha, Wisconsin, but they seem unbelievably inept. I mean, just breathtakingly inept, asking all kinds of wandering questions, and asking questions where they don't know the answers, because presumably one of the things that they tell you when you're preparing for trial or you're learning how to try a case is you don't ask open-ended questions, especially when you have the defendant on the stand, because he may be able to say things that you're not anticipating that are going to undermine the prosecution's case. One of the things that's fascinating here, and you'll hear what I mean in just a moment, but one of the things that is fascinating here is that there are a number of significant legal experts who believe that this has gone so badly for the prosecution that they are hoping to get a mistrial. Because as I understand it, and as I understand the rules in Wisconsin, if they get a mistrial, it just means they have to start all over again. But it doesn't mean he is acquitted. And the judge has been trying to prevent a mistrial, and at one point by shouting at the prosecution. I've never heard anything like this. This is truly, truly bizarre. Now, for people who don't know, what this is about is, do you remember the Jacob Blake case? And Jacob Blake, which came after George Floyd, it was in the midst of that string of riots and unrest and demonstrations, and part of the Summer of Love, as described by our outgoing mayor of Seattle, she won't be particularly missed, Jenny Durkin. The Summer of Love included this particularly deadly encounter in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And what had happened is Jacob Blake was not killed. He was severely injured, but he was in the midst of his own legal entanglements. There was a warrant out for him. The police were trying to stop him. In any event, no police officers have been prosecuted at all in the Jacob Blake case. They've been investigated, but the facts of that episode, which provoked all of this violence and property destruction and arson and rioting for several nights. This was the third night of the riot in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where all of this was taking place. And at 11:15 Pacific time, so basically an hour ago, the defense requested a mistrial with prejudice, which would mean that the prosecutor ran afoul of judges, rules in bad faith, and the case would be closed with no retrial. Normally a mistrial means you get a retrial, but under this circumstance, if it's a mistrial with prejudice, it means the whole case is just dropped. Now, of course, why would they want any kind of mistrial? Because they're very sure at this point. They can read a jury. The jury's sitting there. They're hearing all this. And Kyle Rittenhouse, regardless of your political orientations or racial orientations, and by the way, the victims here are not black. The victims here were rioters who were white, who had their own problems and their own legal background problems. That doesn't mean that anyone deserves to be shot and killed. But the idea that this is supposed to be treated now as a test of colorblind justice is kind of ridiculous, because all of the principals, all of the people involved, Jacob Blake was not on the scene. No black people are particularly involved in this chain of events. What you're talking about is a white suspect and a white defendant and the victims as well. So here is the part of what happened early in the interrogation. The questioning of Rittenhouse was stopped because the judge had ruled that they couldn't go ask questions in that regard, because part of what they were asking about was his behavior after the trial and the fact that he was posing for what pictures on TikTok and material that the judge did not deem, and I think rightly from a legal standpoint, did not deem relevant. And so then they resumed the questioning, and this is what the prosecutor was asking to try to determine Rittenhouse's intent on the night of the shootings. Listen, this is clip two.
Everybody that you shot at that night, you intended to kill, correct?
I didn't intend to kill them. I intended to stop the people who were attacking me.
By killing them?
I did what I had to do to stop the person who was attacking me.
By killing them?
Two of them passed away, but I stopped the threat from attacking me.
By using deadly force?
I used deadly force.
That you knew was going to kill?
I didn't know if it was going to kill them, but I used deadly force to stop the threat that was attacking me.
You intentionally used deadly force against Joseph Rosenbaum, correct?
Yes.
You intentionally used deadly force against the man who came and tried to kick you in the face,
yes.
Correct? You intentionally used deadly force against Anthony Huber, correct?
Yes.
You intentionally used deadly force against Gage Grosskreutz, correct?
Yes.
With regard to Joseph Rosenbaum, you fired four shots at him, correct?
Yes.
You intended to kill him, correct?
I didn't intend to kill him. I intended to stop the person who was attacking me and trying to steal my gun.
And, okay, this is the level at which we are hearing it. A lot of attention has gone on the breakdown by Kyle Rittenhouse when he began crying on the stand as he described what was happening on that night. That night was August 25th of 2020 in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We will get to that. We will cover all the latest and opinions by legal experts Jonathan Turley and Andrew McCarthy, which are very much worth considering. We will be right back with more on the ongoing trial of Kyle Rittenhouse coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved show. I know that many people have been wondering about who this prosecutor is exactly. He's not a celebrity prosecutor, though he is a failed candidate for office, for public office. The prosecutor that we're talking about, who got reamed by Judge Schroeder in this case, his name is Thomas Binger. It's pronounced Binger, not Binger. And he's a Kenosha County Assistant District Attorney. And as the New York Times observes, he has clashed frequently with the judge during the hearings leading up to the trial and, of course, in the middle of the trial. Mr. Binger is a 7-year veteran of an office run by Michael Gravelly, the county's top prosecutor, and he's also worked in the Milwaukee County Prosecutor's Office and for private law firms. In 2016, of course, the year that President Trump beat Hillary Clinton, was elected. In 2016, Thomas Binger ran unsuccessfully as a Democrat for district attorney in neighboring Racine County. He told the Journal Times at the time, "In the last 2 years as a prosecutor, I have won 13 jury trials. I have convicted murderers, rapists, child molesters, drug dealers, drunk drivers, home-invading burglars, and men who abuse women." Probably most of those folks were not super sympathetic defendants. The idea of Kyle Rittenhouse, who was 17 years old at the time of the crime, and someone whose father lives in Kenosha, and he lives across the state line with his mother in, what is it, I think it's Alton, Illinois. In any event, he's a high school dropout. He has the ambition of becoming a police officer, going into law enforcement. He is former lifeguard. And I don't think anyone can look at his performance on the stand and not see that there is a great likelihood that some members of the jury, at least, and remember, all it takes for the prosecution to lose the case is to have one member of the jury who votes for acquittal. And Andy McCarthy was on Fox and talking about Prosecutor Binger losing the judge's confidence. This is what Andy had to say. Listen.
Yeah, it's a bad thing, Sandra, when the prosecutor loses the judge's confidence as the trial goes on, because I think that last argument we saw is probably evidence that they should have had a good chance to get in. You know, it's probably something the jury could measure against the emotional outburst this morning. Mm. But because the prosecutors, the way they've conducted themselves, I think they've lost the judge, and that hurt them there.
Okay, and part of what happened, the dramatic highlight today, was Rittenhouse on the stand and breaking down and completely losing control, so much so that the judge had to declare a break in the proceedings in the middle of his testimony. This was that dramatic highlight, and you can visualize what this looked like. He was completely undone. A guy is 18 years old. And if he were convicted, which looks increasingly unlikely, by the way, if he were convicted, he would be spending many, many years, probably most of his life, in prison. Here is the exchange that led to that dramatic loss of control and interruption in the trial proceedings. That's clip one.
I was cornered from in front of me with Mr. Zeminski, and there were there were people right there.
Take a deep breath, Kyle.
That's what I'm... That's what I've run.
He was just beginning to talk about the chain of events that led to the fatal shootings, two of them, two separate fatal shootings. The allegation, which I don't think is disputed by the prosecution, was that both of the victims were struggling with Kyle Rittenhouse, trying to get control of the gun, and it was a gun that he had borrowed. And legally, he was not supposed to be able to get that gun, but it's unclear what the law in Wisconsin is about him actually carrying it at age 17. In any event, the claim is the second victim actually was slamming Rittenhouse with his skateboard, trying to get hold of his gun, and the first victim, who was 36 years old, actually was struggling over possession of the gun, and then he was shot. The gun was fired four times. This is the dramatic, testy exchange between not Kyle Rittenhouse, the witness, and the defendant, but a testy exchange between the judge and the prosecutor over bringing up the issue of Rittenhouse's right to remain silent. The first voice you're going to hear in this clip is the defense objecting to Prosecutor Thomas Binger's line of questioning. And then, well, you'll hear the judge and you'll be able to determine what side he is on. Not in terms of the trial, but in terms of this particular issue. This is clip four.
Your Honor, I don't want a jury here. He's commenting on my client's right to remain silent.
No, Your Honor, I am making the point that after hearing everything in the case, now he's tailoring his story to what has already been introduced.
The problem is, this is a grave constitutional violation for you to talk about the defendant's silence. That is, and you're right on the borderline, and you may be over, but it better stop.
Understood.
I can't think of the initial case on it, but it's this is not permitted.
Not permitted. What is permitted is there is more as the case unfolds. And people are fascinated by this in the country. Why so much more than the Ahmed Arbery murder case? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow, and that most everything costs more these days. But good news, high quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The judge is blasting the prosecution in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Judge Bruce Schroeder yelling at Assistant District Attorney Thomas Ringer after he kept asking Rittenhouse about things that were not allowed to be discussed during the trial.
I was astonished when you began your examination by commenting on the defendant's post-arrest silence. That's basic law. It's been basic law in this country for 40 years, 50 years.
18-year-old Rittenhouse is accused of killing two protesters and wounding another in Kenosha, Wisconsin during riots and looting over a police shooting in 2020. More Americans are concerned about a spike in crime. That's according to a new Gallup survey. The results show anxieties about certain types of crimes are returning or surpassing levels seen before the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, trying to make some sense out of the ongoing trial, which should be the prosecution had already rested its case, and the trial ongoing of Kyle Rittenhouse for a double murder in the midst of a riot, three nights of rioting. This was the third night. And the trial going forward, and let us go to Kevin in Ballard. Kevin, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Hi. My comment was just that I think there seems to be this sickness surrounding Second Amendment rights and some people's idea of being the good guy with the gun and vigilante justice. And it just seems to me that the wheels were set in motion for a disaster like this to happen from the get-go. I mean, what kind of parent transports their child knowing that they're going to have a rifle to attend something like this? I mean, something with the intention of shooting someone. It spiraled out of control, but it's disgusting.
The whole thing is disgusting. I mean, the whole thing makes you depressed about our country, frankly. And I remember feeling that when these killings first happened and the riots first happened. But it was disgusting before Kyle Rittenhouse showed up. And even more disgusting because he was not going there to perpetrate a riot. By the way, which is very different and makes it very different from what happened and what people are being charged for with attacking the Capitol building. Now, there was no clear murder in the Capitol building. And most of the people who were rioting there were not armed, but they were armed with flags and pikes and shields that they had taken from policemen, and they did plenty of damage and it caused plenty of injury. But the reason this is so different is because, given the fact that the best way I've heard it summarized is this, and this I think captures my own judgment on this. I'll give you a chance to respond, Kevin. Is that the Kyle Rittenhouse should not have been there that night. He should never have gone taking a gun that he didn't even legally own and to walk around to try to help the police, which is what he said he was trying to do, and help defend property in that riot in Kenosha. Shouldn't have done that. But he also shouldn't have been prosecuted for murder. Because there's a self-defense, there's a very, very broad self-defense exemption and defense for murder. And it when you hear the details of what happened in this disgusting night, where I think all of the sides are way out of hand, except for the police, of course, who are trying to maintain some order and trying to stop the rioting, the arson, that... It's very, very hard to justify a charge of murder, and particularly claiming, as they were trying to do on the stand there, that to prove that he had the intent to murder. You don't think that he came to this event, do you, thinking, I'm going to kill somebody?
No, but I believe in my heart that someone that shows up like this has a desire to fulfill a fantasy, and that's the one perpetuated by this obsession with guns and, you know, protecting my rights and these sorts of things, when that's why we have police. And
yeah, but you know, see, this to associate this with that, do you think there is a very good chance that let's say he hadn't brought a gun with him, that you think there's a good chance that he could have been killed or seriously injured?
Well, I don't think it would have led to the circumstances where he'd be put in that position, because he's a scared little kid.
Well,
I mean, you know, again, you feel empowered by this machine in your hand that unfortunately took two lives, whether they were innocent or not.
Yeah, again, if you think he was a scared little kid, why did he leave his town in Illinois, cross the border, go to the town where his father lived, so that he could try to protect some of these auto businesses? I think car sources.
It's because of the gun. I mean, the gun made him feel empowered.
Can I tell you, I think this is one of the things that drives people crazy a little bit, Kevin. And I appreciate your making the point and making it clearly, but you know the old slogan, guns don't kill people, people kill people. And then they answered that, of course. They've been doing Donald Trump Jr. put out a sweatshirt that said, no, guns don't kill people, Alec Baldwin kills people, which is kind of a sick joke. But the point about that is, what you seem to be doing is blaming not the rioters, not Kyle Rittenhouse, but blaming an inanimate object. That
no,
the gun is actually the source of the evil.
I'm not blaming the object. I'm blaming the psychological bent that is put in a person's mind when they start carrying that object.
Do you think that psychological bent is in someone's mind if it happens to be a police officer who's carrying the object?
No, because they have training.
And okay, by the way, there are a lot of people who are private gun owners who also have extensive training, who go to gun range, who understand. I think that the implication here that that this is a case that shows that that gun usage or private ownership or what has been held by the Heller case and is going to be continually upheld is held to be a constitutional right. Do you believe that people should have the right to own firearms privately?
I do. I'm a gun owner myself.
Good.
And I would never take one in public like that.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I might be tempted to fire it when circumstances didn't need. And
okay, but you're not, as you describe Kyle Rittenhouse, he's a scared little kid. He was 17. And as Andrew McCarthy said, he never should have been there. It was a ridiculous thing for him to believe that he could do a better job or a job helping the local police. And by the way, he was also in violation of the curfew. Now, prosecuting him for violating the curfew or prosecuting him for any number of other offenses, including the somewhat muddy status of the Wisconsin law regarding his carrying openly at the age he has. They have a big exemption for long guns, apparently, in the state of Wisconsin. All of that, it seems to me, is worth discussing. But the idea that he is going to be held guilty for murder, I don't think the jury is going to go there at all. Let us go quickly to a break, and we will be right back. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. It's kind of amazing to come from the Reagan Library, where I was yesterday, and speaking last night, which I'll tell you about, and then come back, and this is the big issue, not winning the Cold War. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the things that is very disturbing about this case and about the whole direction of the trial is some of the attempts on media to make this trial yet some other demonstration of racism in action, to try to impute some racist motives to Kyle Rittenhouse, where there clearly is no evidence of that, or otherwise they would have made it very, very public. But what I find incredibly depressing, and it's probably doesn't help my depressed reaction to even go there. There's a question that Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, asks. See, I'm going to blame you, Jeremy. Is, can you imagine how different the press coverage would be here? I'm not sure that the legal treatment would be different, that the prosecution would be different, but certainly the way that this is presented in media would be very, very different. If all the other details were the same about the two victims of Kyle Rittenhouse, if they had both been black, would the question of racism have been introduced into this case? I think it is. And this is not in any way comparable to the Ahmed Arbery situation, where at least what I have seen so far of the facts that have come out, it appears that there is no legitimate self-defense that can be applied in that case. It was not in the middle of a riot. There was no reason for the perpetrators, the people who are on trial in that case, to claim that they were in fear of their life. It was three of them. It was one of him. He was unarmed. They were armed. And they had chased him down. In this case, it was, and this is so instructive, is in this case, it was Rittenhouse who was chased down. He was running away. He was trying to get away from a violent confrontation. The way that former federal prosecutor Andrew McCarthy describes this is Rittenhouse was not an aggressor. He was attacked by each of the men at whom he shot. Self-defense is a natural right and a complete legal defense, writes prosecutor McCarthy. Rittenhouse is its textbook example of these defenses. So clearly innocent is this defendant that his being forced to stand trial at all In a justice system where the accused is presumed innocent, even when the evidence of guilt is overwhelming, should frighten us. What it says here is a summary of what actually happened at the key moment, which is all recorded on various tapes. There's a police helicopter that is right on the tape here. And it points out, in a nutshell, the proof is so far established that Rittenhouse shot and killed Joseph Rosenbaum, a violent rioter who was on medication for bipolar disorder, who threatened to kill Rittenhouse if he got him alone, and who chased Rittenhouse down as Rittenhouse was trying to retreat and yelling "friendly" to indicate he was not a threat. Rittenhouse fired only after Rosenbaum's friend, Joshua Zeminski, fired a shot in the air, causing Rittenhouse to turn quickly and to find Rosenbaum charging him, screaming, "F you," and lunging to grab his gun and to try to take it away. Rittenhouse then tried to run to a police barricade to surrender himself, but he was pursued by an incensed mob. He lost his footing and fell. There were things being thrown at him, and he may have been pushed. When he was on the ground and under siege from multiple flanks, an unidentified leaping man wearing heavy work boots attempted to kick him in the face and missed as Rittenhouse fired and missed. This came in from Jason in Salt Lake City. He says, "Michael, I don't know if you are able to watch Kyle Rittenhouse testify today, but I feel so bad for this kid. This whole thing is such a load of poop. I know you have criticized him multiple times, and maybe it wasn't a good idea for a young kid to be there in a mob riot with a gun, but he's a kid. He's a kid that was just there trying to help people, both the business owner and the people he helped with first aid and the fires he helped to put out, and he was attacked by a bunch of psychopathic rabid dogs," tells how you really feel, "that tried to assault and steal the gun of a kid, a someone weaker than them. This whole trial is bullcrap," he says. The kid was trying to defend himself, and I can only imagine what would have happened to him if he didn't have a way to protect himself. Well, that's reprising. I wouldn't emphasize the fact that he was weaker than these other people. I mean, these other people weren't formidable warriors. They were nutburgers. And again, the fact that that Rosenbaum was suffering from bipolar disorder, which can be very serious and very dangerous, and was apparently on medication at the time, at least that is one of the reports, at the time of the riot. And the fact that the intentions don't take away the fact that that there are two people who died, and a third who was very seriously wounded by a kid who becomes something much more than a kid when he is carrying a very formidable weapon. And do I believe that he should be found guilty of murder? Absolutely not. And there should have unquestionably been some kind of lesser prosecution. I mean, something more than just violating the curfew, but there was that too. And this is one of those reasons, and I think this is something we can all learn from, and it doesn't really even matter what side of this particular issue or this particular trial is. When you hear people talking about a civil war, and we need to have some kind of civil war to settle some of the disputes in America, that's what we're talking about here. And we had a caller who called in and felt strongly about guns being responsible, the culture around guns. I will tell you the culture that I think is more responsible for this is the culture believing that America is on the verge of armed conflict between various factions or various states. That is dangerous. And it's that rather than a specific fascination with guns. It may be people who, I don't know, it's always, I'm fascinated by the Civil War. I was talking about it last night at the Reagan Library. And some of the unbelievable dedication on both sides. That doesn't mean that the sides were equal in terms of their justice or decency. One side was on the side of good. The other side was on the side of slavery. And as Abraham Lincoln said, if slavery isn't wrong, then nothing is wrong. And yes, that. But generally, next time you hear somebody talking about, well, this is, we're going to have to settle this in the streets. There's going to have to be battles. There has to be, we're coming toward a civil war. There was a recent poll where it showed that among both Republicans and Democrats, there are people who believe that, but it's more commonly believed by Republicans, which is a shame. Because if you look at what's happened to Kyle Rittenhouse, who does not sound like he was anyone with a criminal background or a bad person or a violent person or a destructive person, but he was through himself and he made the decision into the midst of a clearly dangerous situation where somebody maybe who was a little bit older or more mature than 17, I could have figured out this is not going to work. Something else that hasn't been working has been American media, woke media. We're going to be talking with a deputy editor at Newsweek who's written a book about bad media and what's been going wrong with the American press. We'll deal with that and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.